I'm not from the same place as my wife. I'm from inner city London, North London, reputedly one of the rougher parts of London where even the dogs go around in pairs to protect each other. And the burglars work in the daytime because they're frightened to be out at night, which is probably a bit of an exaggeration. But I guess when I was younger, I spoke much more of a Cockney accent, but 12 years on the floor of the London Stock Exchange knocked it out of me, probably. But when I go back to England, I typically revert back to where you drop your H's and you say water rather than water. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's still in the bloodstream there. Well, I was one of eight children, so we were a pretty big family and we weren't very well off, so... And I had less than an illustrious academic career. I was expelled from grammar school at the age of 12 because I was misunderstood, which is a euphemism for saying I started the whole school off gambling, and they had a big inquiry and it all came back to me. And then I actually left school when I was 14 and I didn't upgrade my education, but I guess in my case it didn't affect me too badly because I was a trader on the London Stock Exchange floor by the time I was 20 because I had the gift of the gab, I suppose. But so not everybody's ideal academic background, I guess, but it didn't ultimately do me much harm. It's what we call a terraced house. A terraced house is like a row house. You might call them row houses where they're all joined together. Mm-hmm. And it was fairly small. Ours was on the end of a particular road, so it was a corner house, but had a bit of a yard at the back and three bedrooms. In fact, one of the bedrooms was converted to a bathroom, so I had two bedrooms after some of the kids left. I had four older sisters, a twin brother, and two younger sisters. So my older sisters moved out while I was still there, so... but it was pretty crowded, and I hated having four older sisters, and if you've never had that experience, you may not know why, but my mother did all kinds of different things, trying to make ends meet. So. Mm-hmm. We weren't what you call a well-off family, lower working class, I would say. Yeah. I may have moved up one or two notches since then. That's an arguable point you could debate, I guess. It's attributed originally to the criminal element, so that people didn't really understand what they were talking about, and I'll give you some examples of it.
Right.
Like, this tie I'm wearing will be called a Peckham Rye. Peckham Rye is a place on a railway. It's a railway station in London. And the place is called Peckham. The whole name is called Peckham Rye. And a tie is Peckham Rye, slang for a tie. Daisy Roots is slang for boots. Whistle and flute is suit. Frog and toad is road. Pig's ear is a beer. So if I said I'm going to bowl down the frog in my new whistle or get a pig's ear, I'm basically saying I'm going to walk down the road in my new suit and get a beer. And you probably wouldn't understand that. Unless I gave you the interpretation. I'm going to bowl down the frog in my new whistle or get a pig's ear. That's a bit more Cockney accent, John, you know what I mean? And that means I'm going to walk down the road in my new suit and get a beer. So, yeah, it's a language unto itself, I guess.